It is time now for the KMRS Community Connection. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman. And with me today from the West Central Initiative, we're going to be talking about an upcoming program they've got. It's Ben Shearer. How are you, Ben?
Doing great, Marshall. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. You can feel free to correct me.
That's all right. You did better than most. We'll call it close enough.
Okay. All right, Ben, you're here to talk to us about an upcoming summit on rural democracy going to take place at the University of Minnesota Morris. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is all about and why it came about?
Yeah, you bet. So October 31st, Halloween, Friday, on the campus of the University of Minnesota Morris, as you mentioned, we're going to have a rural democracy summit. It's called Towards a Positive Rural Future, and it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock. People want to register, we go to our website, wcif.org, and I'll tell you, so for the last couple years, I've been working with West Central. I spent 8 years as mayor of Fergus Falls, and I spent 8 years on the city council before that. So I have a lot of experience in local government, and something that's a passion for me, and started working with West Central Initiative, which I'm sure you're familiar. Marshall is a community foundation and a regional planning and economic development organization that serves a 9-county region and a portion of the White Earth Nation, including Stevens County down there in Morris. And we've been working on rural democracy in the sense of how do we engage our communities, create civic spaces for engagement, community input, and really how do we make our communities thriving, right? Like, what are the tools that our communities need? I think we recognize that our democracies and our civic life in our communities is best when everyone participates. So that's really what the program's about. Like, how do we get people engaged at that local nonpartisan level? So yeah, really excited about the summit. It's kind of the culmination in a lot of ways of 2 years of work, and it's also looking towards the future. So we've gathered a lot of sector leaders from industries like healthcare and education and the faith communities and, you know, business communities to talk about, you know, what is it from their perspective that makes our community strong? What are some of the challenges we're facing and how do we overcome them together? So that's all going to culminate on Friday morning at the summit on Halloween, like I mentioned. We're going to have a panel of four leaders. Former United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp is going to be with us. Lori Sturtevant, former columnist for the Star Tribune, and I think one of the foremost political historians in the state of Minnesota. Tom Horner is a writer and a thought leader on how we're paying for the services and taxes. And this brings a really a wealth of information. And then Kathy Kramer, who's an author of a book, and she's a political scientist from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So some real high-level thinkers. They're going to start off the day with a panel discussion, some presentations about the state of our rural communities from their perspectives. But then we're going to engage the audience to talk about, you know, how we really want this to be an interactive time. So people are there. They're going to learn from some very smart individuals, people who have been engaged, but they're also going to have a chance to participate, which is really important to me. So yeah, so that maybe a little too many details there, Marshall, but it's going to be a great day down in Morris. We hope everyone can join us.
You're talking there at the end there about those must be the breakout sessions that are going to be taking place as well?